Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We do appreciate you all joining us this evening, and I want to wish all of my callers and all of my listeners a very happy, prosperous, and abundant New Year. That's right. Happy New Year to all of you all out there. We are now into 2020. And this year's theme for me is 2020 is hindsight. So welcome, everybody, and I certainly hope and trust that you all have certainly had a great year in 2019, and you're certainly looking forward to all of the miraculous blessings and everything that comes your way in this 2020 year with hindsight. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. We're going to be on the air for 60 minutes, and I certainly hope and trust that all of you all will join us as you have been faithful over these last 10 years, and we're now headed into our 11th year on the radio, here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight's topic is going to be, does God have to be reminded about your requests? We got that one from last week, a young lady mentioned to us last week, about, you know, constantly praying to God for the answer to things. And, you know, so we want to find out how you all feel about that. Does God need to be reminded about your request? So we want you to call in. When you do call in, you can certainly press 1 on your dial. Press 1 early enough. That way you can be assured to get into the queue. Does God have to be reminded about your request or about our request? So you will definitely want to check tonight's show out. So please let us know and what your thoughts are when you do call in. You can call in at 347-857-1769 and join us that way. And also you can listen to the show in its entirety 20 minutes after the broadcast. Simply go to drjwalker.com. So we're looking forward to hearing what you all think tonight. I want to give my thoughts just before some of the others come on the air. And God being God, as I've grown to understand and have been told about him from childhood, early childhood, I really don't, I don't think that God needs to be reminded of anything. I think that the fact that he created everything, he knows exactly what he's doing. And I think our prayer to him for our various requests is basically to establish a relationship with him and keep that communication going on a day-to-day basis. But as far as reminding him about things, I just think that he wants a daily walk with him, like Enoch walked with God. He walked with him, and I take that to be that he was always in communication with God. He was always reaching out to him for everything. He had this communication with God, and I believe David had that as well. And I think that that's what I draw from that He wants us to have that commune with him on a regular and consistent basis. And I think that that's what that is. As we recognize him as the creator, as we recognize him as the giver of all things, life and all the good blessings that come with that. So I think that that becomes very important, and I think that that's what we want to, we all take different things from it, but that's what I have a tendency to take from that, that it's a daily communion, it's a daily walk with him, and, you know, that's what we want to make certain that we're doing. So tonight, if you have some thoughts in this brand new year, in this 2020 hindsight year, this is the time, I want you to be able to express that and give us your thoughts on that, whether you think that God has to be reminded about your request or our request, and also keep in mind that you can send in comments as well. You can simply send your comments in, and comments can go to come right into the studio here, and we'll be more than happy to take a look at those as well. All right, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. As soon as we're going to let Ms. Cross give her commercial in a few minutes. Tonight's topic, if you're just joining us, is does God need to be reminded of our request? And that's going to be a very powerful piece of information. You know, when we think about it, we talk about friends having to be reminded, to do things, but we operate from a human perspective. We operate from a human format. Okay. So we operate, that's how we operate. So the fact of the matter is we that's how we do it. We operate from that humanistic perspective where we need to be reminded because we're not, I don't feel that we're gods. So as such, we need to be reminded. So I certainly want you to press 1 on your dial. We want to hear from you. And we just got a comment that came in. They're already starting to come in. So before we get to that line, let's go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Camilla Cross. We're going to bring her in. Ms. Cross, welcome to the show. You're live. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Good evening, everyone. I hope everyone is enjoying their new year thus far.
Yeah, it's a real good new year. Yes.
Good.
So, Ms. Cross, go ahead.
No, I was just going to do my intro. So I'm
yes,
Camilla Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Camilla Cross, certified anger management specialist. I'm a master's level social worker. So right now for the up and coming new year, I'm so excited about building, doing some rebranding for my business. I'm actually giving a 10% off discount for the new year just to kind of help everyone to revamp. And they have these feelings of anger and not knowing how to, you know, properly place these emotions. You can definitely check me out. Go to my website at www.yourworthispriceless.com. My number is 954-825-8500. If you're court ordered for whatever reason, employee ordered, or just want to, you know, kind of have a one-on-one session, I can do an intake with you, free 20-minute intake process with you as well.
Okay, awesome. And did you give your website address as well?
I did, but I'll give it again, www.yourworthispriceless.com, which your worth is priceless.
Okay. All right, Ms. Cross, we thank you for that. Did you set any New Year's resolutions, Ms. Cross?
Oh, man. I not really. You know, I really didn't. I usually always do. I always keep a planner. But this year I really didn't. I think it's just like kind of just revamping revamp my mind frame a little bit, kind of getting a definite yes or no. Just kind of eliminating the whole aspect of being lingering. So that's my new kind of goal that I set.
Okay, awesome. Let me ask you, tonight's topic where you may recall from last week, the young lady says she constantly prays to God for the same thing. And so tonight we're talking about does God need to be reminded about our requests? What are your thoughts on that? I mean, I gave my thoughts earlier that I don't think God needs to be reminded about anything. I think it's more or less he wants us to have that established relationship with him. I think that that's what it is, that daily commune with him, that walk with him, that talk with him. And I believe that that's what it is. So those are my thoughts. What are your thoughts? Does God have to be reminded?
I agree, but I think sometimes with our prayers, it's kind of us reminding ourselves of the promise, you know, because a lot of times we all are here for a purpose. We all eventually get the understanding of what, or I'm hoping that we get an understanding of what our purpose is and what, you know, our destiny is. And, you know, we get uncertainty, though. Things happen in life to where you might feel like, okay, maybe I'm not on the right path. So maybe it is like a reminder to your, even though you're praying to God, it's a reminder to yourself that you're on your right path. But I always believe that he will send you provision. You know, he will send you the guy on the corner or the you know, anyone to just remind you that of the path that he needs you on. So I don't really think he needs to be reminded, but I think it's kind of like, I think it's okay to pray to him and kind of remind yourself to stay focused.
Okay, all right. Well, that's interesting. You know, having said that, so you have kids, Ms. Cross, is that right?
I do.
When you, assuming that you pray for your kids, which I would imagine every parent do, would you say, is it fair to say that you pray for your kids once in a while, or do you pray for them every day? Pretty much the same prayer.
Yeah, I do. I do a nightly prayer, which I think that's embedded. You know, growing up, that was always a part of my upbringing. My mom would actually come and pray with us at night, or if she didn't, she'll remind us to say our prayers. My dad, you know, it's just a part of our upbringing. And as we got older, I'm thinking in terms of my siblings as well, we do our nightly prayers. You know, as I got older, I realized sometimes you need to do a daily prayer, you know. But definitely my nightly prayer for my kids is when I would do it. You know, sometimes I would pray over them, pray for them. This world's so scary nowadays, you know.
Right, right. So earlier you and I mentioned that we don't think that God needs to be reminded. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, so we said earlier that we don't, you agreed with me that God doesn't need to be reminded about anything. Is that right? At least that's how I feel.
Yeah, I just think that he's the author of, he's the creator, he's the author, so he knows everything. You know, he knows all things. He is all
right.
things. So not,
right.
yeah, I don't think he needs to be reminded.
It'll be right. So when we pray, so if we're praying that daily prayer or that nightly prayer, and for the protection of our loved ones, does God need to hear that every day? What do you think about that? That's constant praying for the same thing. Does he need to be, are we saying, God, oh, by the way, God, I need you to, you know, I need you to watch over my kids, you know, throughout this day.
That is an interesting concept. I never thought about that. Like, the continuous prayer is kind of a prayer of us reminding him. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think in a sense it's, well, I never, you know, to be honest with you, you kind of stump me a little bit. I never really thought about it as us kind of reminding him. I don't know. I think it's just in a sense to, I don't know. Just to keep, in a sense it's definitely to keep me focused. It's definitely just to, you know, for added protection. You know, I look at it like when I say these prayers, definitely, Lord, just keep your hands on my babies, like that kind of thing. But just that
right.
added protection, you know, the added covering
right.
is what I do.
Well, does that mean, I'm no different, and I do the same thing. So the question becomes, it's almost like a mirror image thing that we look at. And so we're asking ourselves, are we reminding God, oh, God, by the way, I need you to make sure that you, you know, or does that send a message of doubt? Because you prayed and asked him that yesterday, and now you're asking him that again today. And let me ask you this before you respond to that. Has there ever been a time when you may have asked God, oh, looks like I'm on fumes. I'm running. Oh, God, please help me. Don't let me run out of gas. Let me make it to this gas station. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. It's funny because I'm like, you know, the little things that we pray for that God gives us, and we're like, okay, thank you, Lord. And then the next day, we pray for something that's very similar. You're like, he's like, thank you, Lord. But like, do you really appreciate the fact that he's made this happen for you, you know? And it's
right.
So funny because I would do little, especially growing up, I would do little things that seemed so small, like, Lord, let me beat the train, you know?
Right.
And like I would be like, okay, please don't let this train go down. And then as soon as I cross, I'm the last part across, and then the lights go out. Like, you know, I'm trying to make it to work, you know? And I'll be like, oh, wow. I'm like, Lord, wow. And, you know, I'm like, okay, no, but even though I know I prayed for it, I'm like, was that something that he really did? And I know that myself. But yeah, it's like, he's so amazing. And it's the little things that sometimes we don't even really pay attention or appreciate that
right.
he had his hand on, you know?
Right. So just like you made it to the gas station, and this has happened to me more than once, where I've had to pray and ask him, oh, God, please, you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to make sure I have enough gas. Don't let me run out of gas, especially in some areas that you're not familiar with. And now all of a sudden you pass several gas stations. This happened to me years ago, and I had my family in the car, and we were in a town that was not a welcoming town. And, you know, I kept being reminded, stop and get gas. And, you know, sometimes men don't listen. And we think that we can make it. And then all of a sudden now the light is on and it's on for a long time. There are no gas stations on that highway that you can see a mile.
Oh, yeah.
And you get off the road, the highway, and you end up on these back streets. And it's like, oh, my goodness. Now you put everybody's lives at jeopardy and you're praying. And then God delivers you through that. And then here again, you don't have to pray for that the same thing every day because you start to take stock in making sure that you have gas. But then so the question becomes, does God have to be reminded of our requests? And so when we're praying for family members every day, does God, you know, have to be reminded of that? And early, if you just joined us, tonight's topic is, does God have to be reminded about your requests or our requests? And we took this from last week's show that this is what we were going to do tonight. So we want to hear from you all. Press 1. Ms. Cross, stand by. Let's go to the phone line. It's going to go to Alabama, 205-908. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. You're live. Good evening.
Good evening. This is Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Welcome back, Jack. Jack,
hi,
thanks
everybody.
For joining.
Hello, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jack, what do you think? Does God have to be reminded about our requests?
I don't think we surprise God with anything because he's all-knowing. We don't surprise him about anything, but we need to ask him. We need to ask him for whatever we want. He will give you the desires of your
heart. But does he have to be reminded? The question is, does he have to be reminded?
Yeah, no, I heard you. No, he doesn't have to be reminded. He doesn't have to be reminded. We don't have to remind him of what. Okay, well, let me make sure I'm getting that now. No, we don't have to tell him over and over again because he already knows. He knows everything. We don't have to remind him. Well, a lot of people will say that, you know, I pray that same prayer over and over and over again, and we're not supposed to stop praying for individuals at all. I don't think God has to be reminded, but I don't think there's anything with asking him for whatever you want to or whatever you desire. You can keep asking him over and over, but he doesn't have to be reminded.
Right. So mm-hmm. at the top of the hour, Ms. Cross and I were both saying how we have children, and we pray pretty much a similar prayer every day or night for the protection
right.
of our loved ones. So is that, in your opinion, would you say that that's a form of reminding God, oh, God, by the way, here's another day. I need you to make sure you look after my kids. Is that kind of reminding him? Does God need that, in your opinion, Jack?
You're right. That's what I was saying, more or less. I mean, we pray every day to ask the Lord to bless our children or, you know, to help us with certain things and all, but he already knows. He already knows that. I don't think there's anything wrong with us saying it over and over again. It becomes repetitious and everything and all, but he still knows. We don't have to, but we do it anyway because we want him to keep hearing us over and over again, but he's already heard us. He's already heard us time and time again. and we're just doing it. But he doesn't need to be reminded. No, he doesn't need to be reminded. But I don't think there's anything wrong from our standpoint to keep asking for that same prayer over and over again.
Okay.
But they say prayer, there's something that's called P-U-S-H, pray until something happens.
Something happens. Right.
Pray
like
until
that.
Something happens. Right.
Yeah, I think
pray
it comes from the from Jesse Jackson's logo or something, where Operation Push, pray until something happens.
Right.
So,
right.
And so now you're saying T-U-S-H?
Right,
you say,
T-U-S-H, pray until something happens. Mm-hmm.
Right, pray until something happens, yeah.
We don't
right.
have
well,
to
guys,
remind him, though. We don't have to remind him. We don't have to remind him because he knows what we're feeling. He knows what we're thinking. He knows what's going on in our heads, the thoughts that we have. He knows everything and all. But we're just doing that because we want him to do it right away, but see, there's no timetable when it comes to God. There's no timetable when it comes to him.
That's interesting. So, I mean, like with children, if your kid, for example, if they're a 10-year-old is constantly saying to the parent, let's say, for example, Christmas is coming up, and the kid says, well, it's now October. it's now October and Christmas is coming up in December, and the 10-year-old boy is constant. Dad, Dad, I just want to remind you, to give me a bicycle. I want a bicycle for Christmas because you asked me what I wanted. That's the desire of my heart is a bicycle. So this is October the 1st, and he said, son, I got you. You know, told me that, you know, for the last 6 weeks. And then he said, oh, I'm just reminding you that you told me, you know. So then 2 days later, oh, he sends you a note, Dad, don't forget about my bicycle for Christmas. And then 3 days after that, you know, he sends you another. He's like, he calls you on the phone. You're busy at work. Dad, I was just calling you to remind you about my bicycle.
This sounds like my daughter. This sounds like my daughter.
So what does that do to you, Ms. Cross? And I want to ask you also, Jack, what does that do to you all?
When they keep reminding us like that, it does bother us, though. If you keep, I would tell instead of don't call me anymore or don't bug me about it anymore because you've already mentioned it to me. I'm not going to forget.
So that's how we do it as humans. So, Jack, does that mean you get a little annoyed with your 10-year-old son?
You get annoyed. So I see where you're going with this. I see where you're going with this. But God, our ways are not God's ways. Our thoughts are not his thoughts. He's totally different from what we can even think or even imagine. So we're totally different. This is finite in our thinking, in our minds and everything. But God is infinite in wisdom and all. Well, he knows everything.
Right.
He knows everything.
Right. I was just thinking about the young lady last week that was on the show, and that's why we're doing this one tonight, because she's saying, God, you know, I keep praying to him about that because sometimes you got to remind him, and that was so hilarious last week.
Yeah.
She said, sometimes you got to remind him. So we decided to do that show this week. So, Ms. Cross, how does it make you feel when your daughter is constantly reminding you?
Oh, Lord, that's
and now,
little
keep in mind, Ms. Cross, keep in mind, you are a certified anger management person.
Yeah, oh, Lord. With that one, oh, my gosh. That one I happen to, because with her, she'll send me, and I'm laughing because her birthday's coming up. So what she does is she sends you a link to look it up online.
Right.
My daughter is something else. But I have to tell her, okay, I got it. She goes, did you get my text? She texts, then she calls. So, yeah, I just tell her, okay, buddy, let me look at it. I never, with her, it's funny because sometimes I don't give her a definite yes. Because if I give her a definite yes, then she'll start sending me other little text messages on the one she wants that's a little better. Like, my daughter's special. But, I don't know. That's how I address it. But I could see the annoyance. that can build up. If someone continuously asks you for the same thing, but like Jack was saying, you know, God, thank God that he's not like man. You know,
right.
Thank God he has a different level of patience. He has a different level of understanding, a different level of
That's
loving
right.
and caring. You know,
mm-hmm.
even when we're disobedient, he's like, okay,
right.
let me just, he already knows. And I laugh. I say, mm-hmm. you know, God knows his child. He knows his daughter. Because
right.
I'm, you know, sometimes
right.
I'm special. And so,
so
you know, thank God.
That's an interesting point. You know what? Right. I got to get into tonight's story. But just, I'm sorry, go ahead, Jack.
No, I was just going to say that. There's a saying out there, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
Right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So
you want to make him
statement.
Laugh, tell him your plans. Because he already
so
knows what they
statement.
Are.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So, okay. Interesting. That's interesting. I was just about to go to the phone lines once again. Let's do that. Let's go to the phone lines once again. We're going to actually stand by. But we've got to go to the story as well. Just let's go to the story first. And tonight's story, I completely forgot about that. I'm just being reminded. Tonight's story, oh, here we are. Okay. Tonight's story is about Lorenzo. This is one character, Lorenzo. Does God need to be reminded about your request? Lorenzo was born in Pennsylvania in a family of six children and his parents. His family was among the families that had very little money, but a great deal of love between them. Lorenzo's dream was to be an artist since he was at the tender age of seven. He's now 24 and has never lost sight or focus of his dream. He works diligently in a hardware store and has been there since he finished high school. He never pursued college because his family could not afford to send him there. Besides, he had no interest in college. Lorenzo grew up in a family who prayed daily for God's protection and the basic necessities of life, like food, clothing, and shelter. Like a number of families, they also prayed constantly for the desires of their hearts. Sometimes their prayers were answered, but most times it appeared that they were not. One of the challenges that was later revealed to Lorenzo's family was they often demonstrated faith, but they failed at doing the work required to meet God part of the way. It was more like praying and waiting for God to part the Red Sea instead of them putting forth their labor in an attempt to do their part. Perhaps this attitude came from Lorenzo's parents, who would often pray and wait for something to happen differently in their lives, which seldom came to be. His parents would often tell the children to keep praying until change comes or until something happens, no matter what it is, it's likely an answer from God. As Lorenzo grew up with that same mentality and praying constantly about his dream, as he has been doing so since age seven, and nothing has happened. Lorenzo has a lot of faith and belief in God, but he is beginning to feel a bit discouraged. Some of the concerns one may have with Lorenzo are, one of the concerns is, number one, Lorenzo has only shared his dreams with his immediate family or a few close friends with similar lifestyles. Number two, Lorenzo has never taken an art class. Number three, Lorenzo has never sought out companies about any type of artwork. Number four, Lorenzo has never done anything to move in the direction of becoming an artist. He only draws and keeps his drawings in a drawer at home, as he, at the age of 24, still lives with his parents, along with his other siblings. Jack, let me start out by asking you this question. Lorenzo is now losing faith, all right? We're just finishing the story here. Lorenzo is now losing faith and does not know if he will ever realize his dream because he has prayed and prayed and prayed, and nothing has happened for him towards his goal of becoming an artist. And the question is, Jack, is this God's fault?
Definitely not, because faith without works is dead. He didn't put forth any effort into it. He just prayed about it, and then he just left it alone. But God helps those that help themselves, and he has to know that too. And his parents didn't share that with him because they didn't do too much themselves with their life. Now he's working. I guess they're proud of him for doing that and all. But if he wanted to realize his dream, he needs to take a step forward. You mentioned that he didn't take any classes in art.
Nothing.
All he did
nothing.
Was just take his artwork and put it inside his drawer and all of that. It's more than that. You got to establish a portfolio. You got to, first of all, you got to take some classes so you can understand what art is all about. I mean, that's just your perspective, but there's some other things out there. There's other things that you can learn from being an artist and all of that. And he doesn't know that because he's never been trained. That's why they have professional people out there to train you and all. So no, he didn't try to realize his dream. He only prayed about it. And again, faith without works is dead.
Okay. Ms. Cross, let's bring you in. What are your thoughts on this here? I mean, he prayed and prayed and prayed. And he's been praying since he's 7. Now he's 24. What is that, 18 years, 17 years later?
Wow. I agree with Jack totally. You know, they have that saying, faith without works is dead. Because the thing is, if God puts something on your heart to do something, and you're just praying about it, but you're not moving your feet to make it happen, how is it going to happen? You know, it's kind of, it's such a logical type of thought process that we, and it's not even we, but I've seen people, I'm just going to pray about it. But what are you doing to make it happen? And it's
That's
so
right.
crazy because once you start putting one foot in front of the other and heading towards what you know God purposed you to do, the doors will swing wide open. You know, it'll
mm-hmm.
be chance meetings that seem so impossible, you know, because God is a God of impossibility, you know.
Right.
So you'll walk into a room and you'll meet somebody that aligns perfectly with what you're supposed to be doing. And if you look at it on an earthly realm, it kind of makes no sense. Like, how do you walk up and meet the, for example, how do you walk up and meet the, of all people, you meet the superintendent's wife of the school board when you're trying to work with the school board? Like, in the room full of people, you walk up to this
right.
person, and you didn't even know who this person was. Like, when God has his hand on it, it looks totally different. And
mm-hmm.
I'll say this to say for myself, that I realize I do have a little bit of control issues. And I didn't
uh-huh.
know this for years. And, you know, it's funny because the first time I kind of thought about it was I would go get my nails done. I'm going to be really girly right now. So I would go get
uh-huh.
my nails done. The nail technician always hit my hand, like, relax. And I didn't realize that, and as small as that is, I didn't realize I kind of have control issues. But I keep a planner every year. I write everything down. That's kind of how I think. But it's funny when I realized that, you know what, I'm going to let God put his hand on it. I'm going to take a step back, and I'm going to walk towards where he wants me to be. It's been a totally different ride.
That's right.
It's been a totally
wow.
different ride. And it took me a few years to get it, but I'm just, you know, the fact that we have this show and we're able to share this with someone that might be struggling with this is such an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we always go through stuff for other people a lot of times, you know?
Right.
Can I say something to add to what
yeah.
Ms. Cross is saying?
Mm-hmm. Then we're going to go to the phone line 352-560. We'll ask you to stand by. But go ahead, Jack.
I just wanted to say that as a young man growing up, you know, I had a dream that, you know, I wanted to start my own business and all. And I had started in the education arena. I think I had worked like 10 years or so. No, 15 years. And then I said, you know, I'm going to have to stop now and realize my dream. And I had been praying about it and praying about it, but I couldn't just stay there. So I had to stretch out on faith. I went out and I took a sabbatical for a year, and then they told me that during that year, I was pursuing my dream. And so I had kind of realized my dream because I started getting a lot of things that I wanted in my business to happen, and it was happening like overnight. It was like a overnight success. And then the problem was given to me that I either had to decide to stick with that business or go back and continue to be an educator. I decided to give it up, and I stayed with the business, and the Lord blessed. So, but if I hadn't stepped out on faith, I never would have realized that dream, just staying there being a teacher or whatever. And then eventually, you know, I started my own business, and the rest is history. I mean, it's
wow.
history from that point. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's an amazing story, Jack. That's an amazing
mm-hmm.
story. But you elected to, instead of falling back on what was comfortable or certain to some degree, you chose to
mm-hmm.
walk by faith and to the
right.
unknown, but knowing who was in charge of everything.
Uh-huh.
Got it. That's right.
That's absolutely brilliant. We're going to ask both of you all to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. And we're going to start taking some of the comments, 352-560. Thank you for joining us. Who do we have?
Hi, this is Liz.
Liz, thank you for joining us. Liz, what are your thoughts on, does God have to be reminded? Are you praying the same prayer over and over? And then when she responds to this, I'm going to ask you all, what about the people in developing countries who are praying for certain things like rain or, you know, where there's a drought or food that they feel deprived of there, you know, and they're praying every day and God knows their needs. What happens there? But first, let's hear from Ms. Liz. Go ahead. Give us your thoughts.
Hi. I hope everyone had a wonderful Christmas. Jesus is the reason for the season, and Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you.
I agree with everything that everyone said. I was thinking when you were speaking that God does not need us to remind him. He doesn't need us to, because he's Alpha and Omega, and he knows the end from the beginning. And so, but he also says in the Bible, put me in remembrance of my word. And so he welcomes us to put him in remembrance of his word. So it's not that he needs to. He also says pray without ceasing also in the word. So he doesn't need us to. He also says ask and you shall receive, knock and it shall be opened unto you, and seek and you will find, and you have not because you ask not. So he wants us to ask. He wants us to come to him, you know, because he said, you know, cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. So he wants us to come to him because he wants us to have a relationship with him. And like with the story with Lorenzo and his drawing, it made me think about the script where, you know, about the talents, where one was given one talent, one was given five, another one was given 10, and they all increased their talents, but the one, except for the one who was given one talent, he didn't do anything with his but buried it, and it upset God. So he was cast out because he didn't do anything with it. So God wants us to prosper. 3 John 2, he said, you know, above all, he wants us to, you know, prosper and be in health. So God doesn't need us to do anything because he's all-powerful, all-knowing. But he does want us to come to him and have a relationship with him. That's
all right.
The way I see it.
Yes, and we do appreciate that. And I think that you're on point, and that's, I think we're in concert with that one. That is all about our relationship with him. So let me go back and let's bring in Jack first and ask him the question. Jack, when it comes to developing countries who may be facing a drought or a hunger situation, and they're constantly praying and they're going out looking for food, what happens in cases like that that you think, what do you think that's, do they need to be praying?
I agree with what the young lady was just saying and all. Yes, they need to continuously be in prayer and all. Again, faith without works is dead, and God knows exactly what they need. And then they have to ask. He said, I will give you the desires of your heart if you ask. He said, whatever you ask for and believe that you shall have it, you shall receive it. So we have to ask him for it, even if it means, and she mentioned a bit, that the Bible says pray without ceasing, that continuously be in prayer, continue to ask him for this, continue to ask him for that. Now, our time is not God's time, as I mentioned earlier. There's three ways he answers us, yes, no, and wait. And a lot of times we want it to happen overnight. But God can see something else down the line that, you know, this is not, you don't need it right now, because if I allow you to be a millionaire or whatever, you may take all the glory upon yourself and you're not going to help anybody. But if I wait until a certain time when things look real bleak to you and then I allow you to have that $1 million, then not only are you going to pay your tithing and offering, but you're going to help other people as well. So God knows. He knows the beginning from the end. So he knows everything. So we do have to continuously be in prayer. But we're not reminding God, really, because he already knows. He knows everything. But it's okay
right.
for us to continuously to be in prayer and to continue to ask.
Okay. So, okay, Ms. Quarles, let's bring in also the same question. The people in the developing countries, are their prayers, when they're praying, they've been praying a while for the rain, or they've been praying a while that there's food that's provided and they're not getting it, what do you think happens with them?
You know, it's really funny because people who live in third world countries, quote unquote, or like in countries that are not as developed as our, you know, as the luxuries that we have, if you meet these people, they're very faithful. They are usually very faithful, very hopeful. You know, I don't even want to say religious because I think that's kind of something that we put together, but it's very spiritual. And the connection that they have with God looks a lot different from what we have. And we are blessed with so much, you know, but they have this, you know, I've been to places where they have so little and they just tend to learn, they appreciate what we consider the little things, you know, not having water, not having, you know, food. It, when they say their prayers, it's not like, you know, it's not a prayer of malice where they're like, Lord, I can't believe you didn't give us, you didn't give us the food or the water. It's like, Lord, I thank you for, you know, they're just more appreciative. And they pray and they thank God for it in advance, you know. And can I answer to why, you know, it's like that? I can't. Because I'm going to be honest, I still struggle as to some of the things that happen in the world as to the whys. But I know that in meeting people that are from these different places, they just have a different mindset. Their relationship with God just seems so different. It just seems so much more secure, so much more faithful, so much more passionate sometimes, and it humbles me.
You know, wow. That's very powerful. She's right. Mm-hmm.
Very powerful. So, you know, then I'm thinking, too, you know, when these conditions are like that, you do find that these people are grateful for even the smallest thing, that if rain mm-hmm. came, they are so happy. I think that a lot of times we take things for granted living over here as we do, where we don't have to encounter those situations. But also, my question is, if we think about being our brother's keeper, could it be that part of our responsibility, the ones that have versus the ones that have not, could it possibly be part of our responsibility to be our brother's keeper, and we can be held accountable for that? Jack, let's start you out and get your thoughts on that first.
I agree with you with what you just said, and I like the ones that you have on the show tonight because they're giving you biblical quotes as well. So we are our brother's keeper and all, and the Bible says that the poor is always going to be with you. So if the poor is going to be with us, we have to help them, you know, with whatever they need. And I'm not going to say whatever they need, but to help them as much as we possibly can. You know, there's many stories in the Bible about how Jesus was helping the poor, healing the sick and all of that. And he taught his disciples to do the same thing. So what he taught them to do, he has also admonished us to do the same thing, to feed the homeless, visit the sick, and do all those different things that he did when he was upon this earth. So, yes, we are supposed to be our brother's keeper. If you see somebody that's over there that's destitute and they really need your assistance and all, and you have it, you have to give that to them. I wanted to say something added on to what Ms. Cross was saying because it was so profound and all. Now, I've heard this before, and I don't know how true it is because we can't say, we don't know who's going to be saved. But I'm hearing that it's going to be hard-pressed for the Americans to be saved because they have everything at their fingertips. But the people over there, like in third world countries and undeveloped countries and all, they have this close connection that they depend on God for everything. I saw a documentary where they had to, you talked about rain. they have to take a bucket and walk 2 or 3 miles to get water just for them to have it to take a bath, to cook with, and to do whatever they needed to do with. Walk a whole three miles to get a bucket of water. And they did that every day, like 2 or 3 times during the day.
Wow. 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 That is, that's, I guess we can't even fathom some of that. Liz, let's bring you back for a second. And, you know, we're asking the question, does God have to be reminded about our requests? And you said some interesting things and you cited some scripture. Let's go to the story just for a second and with Lorenzo here. And Liz, we want to ask you this question here. Do you think that Lorenzo's mindset is a result of his family, the way that he was raised?
Of course. His environment, you know, that's the first community he has before he goes to school or work or, you know, with friends, is his immediate family. So he's definitely going to be taught, you know, their ways. And the Lord said when your ways please him, he will give you desires of your heart. And so sometimes, you know, I think it's Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So sometimes we or our family or friends may not know God's ways or know what we should do. That's why, you know, the Bible says study to show yourself approved and, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and he will give you all these things. So the Lord want us to seek his word so we can know what to do, because without God's word or without a preacher or a teacher or someone to tell us, we won't know. So also you have to have a desire to know, because if you don't have a desire to want anything or do anything, you can end up like the sluggard, where the Bible said you sluggard, learn from the ant. She gets her food in the summer and stores it up, harvest for the winter. So, but the sluggard doesn't even want to take his hand to his mouth because he's so lazy. So it depends on if you have a desire to want to do something, then there's where there's a will, there's a way.
Right. Okay, excellent. Let's take some of the comments that are coming in because we're 10 minutes outside of closing tonight's broadcast. And we're going to go with this comment here. Ms. Cross, we'll give you the first one. This male, he writes in and he says, I don't think that God needs to be reminded about anything. He is God, all-knowing all the time. Because we are humans, yes, we need to be reminded, but God does not. I think we addressed that earlier. Ms. Cross is here. Because we are human, we don't need to be reminded. But the little boy kept reminding about the bicep, which became annoying. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I agree with the writer, Roman, that, you know, God doesn't need to be reminded. But, yeah, sometimes we don't need to be reminded as much. But, yeah, sometimes it's, you know, once or twice isn't bad. You know, my daughter, she's, like I said, she, when I thought about this story, it's 100% her. It's 100%.
Okay.
Missy mommy.
All right. All right, Jack, let's take you to the next comment that came into the studio. This email, she says, there is no way God has to be reminded about our request. I think we begin to doubt when we pray and ask for something over and repeatedly. God does not want us to be doubtful when we pray. You think there's any validity to that, Jack?
I guess there is some type of validity to that. I just want to agree with it from my standpoint. I think we're to be in an attitude of prayer all the time. And he knows already. We don't have to remind him, as we keep saying over and over again. But I'm not doubting him because I'm keep praying. I'm in the attitude of prayer all the time. I pray for the same thing like you said earlier. We pray for our children every single day. We pray for our family members every single day and all. And that's being redundant, but it's okay. I mean, God's going to give you the desires of your heart. I mean, and his time is not our time. And a lot of people think that I want something to happen right now. But just like you mentioned, Jesse Jackson, well, his little slogan, you know, pray until something happens. Just continuously be in an attitude of prayer, constant praying, pray without ceasing.
Right. Okay. All right, Liz, let's give you this next one here. She writes, she writes in this, no, it was actually a he. He writes in, he says, when we pray, we should believe. We should believe by faith that God will answer our prayers in his own time because he is always working things out in our best interest. Liz, is there any validity, do you think, to that thought?
Oh, yes, definitely. Like Pastor Jack was saying earlier, to pray and believe and we'll receive Mark 11, chapter 11, verse 22 to 24. You know, Jesus said, you know, have faith in God in verse 22. And then he said, you could say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast in the sea. If you have enough faith and you don't doubt, then you can, if you believe, you will receive what you ask for. So, yes, God is saying, you know, to believe in him. He's saying to ask him. He's saying you will receive, you know, what it is, you know, that you desire. But you have to do what he says first, which is have faith and also to obey his will and his words and his commandments and statutes. So you have to do your part, and then God will do his part.
Okay. I think that that makes absolute sense. That makes all the sense in the world. So that's where we are. Let's take another one here. Ms. Cross, let's go back with you. This female, she says, I'm convinced that we have to do our part to the best of our ability, and God is always there to help us through it. But I think we get caught up with doubt when the people around us, with the people around us because they have doubts about their own lives. What do you think? So does that kind of rub off on us to make us have doubt? What do you think, Ms. Cross?
I think that's definitely possible. You know, if you're heading in a direction that our path is someone else, that we feel someone else has walked, and it doesn't end up being successful for them, sometimes we can take that outcome and look at it as it's a possible reflection or a possible situation that can happen to us. And we have to understand that everybody's walk is not the same. Everybody's path to success is not the same. You know, so, you know, there's going to definitely be some bumps in the road. You cannot mirror your life off of someone else's. It definitely can become a distraction. You know, it definitely can become a distraction. But what I look at is, in order to reach that level, you have to go through the growing process. And sometimes growth hurts. You know, it doesn't always feel good when your limbs are being stretched, you know. So you definitely have to understand that, you know, God will give you beauty through the ashes. So that is what I hold on to.
Mm-hmm. Jack, let me bring you in and ask you, when it comes to, like, other people, why do you think, like, sometimes people can be influenced by other people's opinions that, you know, like, people who have been out there that, like you mentioned your faith about your business, and someone may have come along when you were starting out, and they didn't have a business at all. They never pursued a business. Like Lorenzo never went out to exercise his faith by doing the work. And someone comes along and they want to influence you and say, oh, that's not going to work. How would you tell our audience out here to kind of ignore those things because it might be negative, as opposed to somebody allowing that into their spirit that can really cause them to lose sight or focus of their dream?
That's a good question and all. And their experience may not be my experience, and my experience might not be their experience at all. Yes, I did get a lot of negativity. And you mean you're going to give all this up and just quit and just take a sabbatical or whatever? I'm stretching out on faith, and I believe. And so if I believe, then I got to put action. I got to put forth action, and that's what I did. So the negativity came when people were saying, well, it's not going to work. They said that about, you know, my marriage when we first got married because we were young. And they said, it's not going to work. They said, I'm going to give you all 6 months. And we've been married forever. So people are going to say all kind of things to you and all. And now a lot of people you know, they listen to that. They listen to that. But your experience is not my experience. My walk, my Christian walk, or my Christian journey is not your journey. We all have our own journeys. I mean, salvation is individual, and you must have your own relationship. I think one of the ladies talked about having a relationship with God. You got to have your own personal experience, your own personal relationship with God. So your walk is not my walk. No, I didn't listen to the negativity and all. And then when things started happening for me with the goodness and all, then everybody wanted to jump on the bandwagon there. Oh, I knew you and all of this and all the craziness and all. But, you know, to God be the glory. I didn't listen to the negativity. And if I had to do it all over again, I'm going to be honest with you, if I had to do it all over again, I would do the same thing. Without a doubt.
Powerful. That is powerful. You know, we talk about influence, we talk about faith, and this morning, today being January 2nd, brand new year, I got up early this morning to get in a vehicle and went to get a haircut. And I'm in a foreign area, don't even know the area really that well because I'm in a different city. And it turns out I saw this man walking in the middle of the street, and then as I got closer, I didn't have on my glasses, it was a police officer. So he just signaled for me to pull over. And I was saying they had the, you know, little police radar trap there. And so I said, oh, my goodness. I said, God, the new year just started. I do not want to start the year off getting one of these tickets. I say, I just not. So we talk about faith. And I immediately, you all probably would imagine, I immediately started doing what?
Praying.
I mean, went into prayer, and he's like, you know, I'm like, God, please don't let me get the ticket. And I was nervous, you know. It wasn't like I committed a crime. I just violated a statute by, you know, going beyond the speed limit. So he says, we stopped you because you were traveling in a 30-mile-an-hour zone. And you were going 46 miles per hour. And I say, I didn't even see a sign. I say, I'm not even from here. So you start making excuses, kind of, sort of. Because you don't want that what? You don't want that ticket. So I say, look, I'm not even from here. And then I went on to say that, listen, I also work for the county.
Did he listen?
He said, what county you work for? So I'm in a place in called Martin County or something like that. And I said, well, I work for Dade County, right? So he said, well, do you have any proof of any of that? So now I'm like, oh, my goodness. My badge is in my briefcase at the house where I was. And so I said, well, he said, well, give me your license. And I wasn't even in my vehicle. So he took the license, ran over there, did a check. And I'm like praying, God, please don't let it start out like this. So I'm praying. I must have asked God that like 5 times. Why, Jack, did I have to ask God that 5 times?
You wanted to be reassured. You wanted to be reassured. But God already knew what was going on. That was coming in on your part, not on God's part.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So that's what I saw that as. It's like, it's this relationship with God. It's like, and I was so scared because it's like,
Did you get the ticket?
Huh?
Did you get the ticket?
Well, no, at the end of it, he kept walking back and forth, making me more nervous, right? And so when he said, well, you got your ID for that you work for the county? And I say, here's my insurance card. My Cigna insurance card. He said, okay, he didn't even take that. So then he walked back to his car again and came back, and he went in his pocket, like, and he brought this piece of paper. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, don't tell me this man gave me a ticket. Is he for real? So he came back, and he gave me my ID. He said, here's your ID. And I think he did this on purpose, just making me nervous. He gave me a slip of paper that said this was a warning citation. It was a warning citation.
Thank God.
Right. And so I was like, thank you, God. I was so happy. Let me tell you something. I started riding 5 miles an hour after that. Listen, we are clearly out of time, you all. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. Just before we go, we had some other callers that wanted to come in, but we're out of time. Let's go here now and ask, let's start off with Liz. Just quickly tell us, does God have to be reminded, yes or no, and why? Just briefly, 10 seconds or less.
No, he doesn't have to be reminded because he made the world, all the creation, and he knows everything. He's omniscient. He's everywhere, all-powerful. He doesn't need nothing.
All right. Let's go to two other callers real quickly and get their thoughts on this here. Let's go to 305-769. Welcome. Does God need to be reminded? Just briefly.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. All right. Very good. And why not? Why not?
Because he knows everything.
All right. Okay. Give us your name real quick before we move on.
Oh, this is Miss Augustine. I just want to tell you I thank you for this message. I felt like I was in church.
Right. Well, let the church say amen then. Let's go to South Florida again, 786-489. Who do we have with us? 786-489. Okay, we may have missed something. Then, Jack, let's switch on over to you. Does God have to be reminded about our request? And if so, why or why not?
No, he doesn't have to be reminded. And the reason he doesn't have to be reminded is because he's God, and God cannot change and he cannot lie. He's already told us that he's omniscient and he's all-powerful. So he doesn't have to be reminded about anything.
All right, Ms. Cross, take us home. Does God have to be reminded about our request? If so, why or why not?
Well, I definitely believe that God does not have to be reminded about our request. But, you know, I was sitting here and I was thinking, I said, you know, with us, we are ever-changing. And sometimes our prayers change from time to time. And the things that we want and the things that we desire in our hearts change from time to time. So maybe our prayers is just to, I feel, to remind ourselves and keep us focused, and to just tell God, hey, this is what I still want. So, you know,
just put it in a different way. You know, one of the things that I found myself starting to do just as we close throughout tonight is thanking God, you know, as if it's already, because it's already happened. Thank you, God, for watching over my kids. Thank you. You know, like a prayer of thanks.
That's right.
You know,
that's right.
You know, because he, like we have all said on the show tonight, he already knows. So now it's just a prayer of gratitude and gratefulness. And thank you, God, for this. Like I did with the ticket, the ones had this. Thank you, God, for not letting me get that ticket to start my year off. Yeah, so listen, we're completely out of time. We ask that you all join us here tomorrow for your Half Hour Inspirational Program. Of course, if you choose not to, join us back here live next week when we'll be back in South Florida to bring you the show live. Until tomorrow or until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody. Happy
good
New
night,
Year.
Everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.